We're here on KSOM, and we're talking with Carson Bauer of Audubon FFA, who is a champion in a category for his cow at the Iowa State Fair. And Carson, congratulations on your award, and how does that make you feel?
Thank you. It feels pretty good. Our family's had a lot of luck in the carcass show. I've had really good luck throughout high school, and we've also been really involved in the FFA. So, yeah, it feels good to actually see the hard work actually pays off.
So what exactly was the award for, in what category?
So the show is divided into three different windows, and I won the first division, which that's window A. So there's three classes for window A, and I was in the heavier division. So I won that one, and then for the live show, but then they take them off, and they go judge the meat like the next day, but we won't get those results back until after the state fair, maybe a week or two after state fair, so we won't actually know how good we actually did till later on.
Okay, so but you were champion in window A performance beef, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so you are up for a potential another award. Do they combine all the windows then? Is that how I interpret that?
Kind of. It's kind of different. There's a hotel restaurant, and then there's different other windows too. It just kind of depends on how the shape of your calf is, like how big or how big like your rib, I think, or the meat, how it's gonna grade, and you just put it in there how you think it's gonna do on the rail.
Okay. So you won't find that out for another a week or a couple of weeks or whatever. So
yep.
You know, hopefully you'll do well there. So what do you think set your cow apart from the others?
It's just the genetics. It all during the live show. It's just a judge out there, just like a normal cattle show. He just judges it what he thinks, and he's got some specs in front of him, like the rate of gains and other stuff like that. But it's just genetics. That my grandpa's had in his herd. That's where I show my grandpa's calves, and he's done a lot of research to make his herd the way it's been, and yeah, it's all paid off. So
yeah, what's the experience like showing off your cows at the Iowa State Fair?
It's good. It's a pretty quick deal. We take them there Tuesday afternoon, and then you show Wednesday night. So we show the day before the fair starts, so the fair is pretty much, it's kind of open, but there's, you don't have to deal with all the people. You can go wherever you want without plowing into people all the time, but you have more space to do other stuff and don't have to wait in line for everything, and it's just a good experience. I recommend anybody that doesn't want to get into the clubby calf stuff that just do the carcass stuff. It's easier. My opinion is you get more money out of it, and you actually know, you get the knowledge of like what actually feeder cattle is.
Okay, great. So did you just, I believe you just recently graduated from Audubon, didn't you?
Yeah, I graduated in 2023, so.
Okay, so.
I've been out of there for a couple of years, but you're able to show in FFA until you're like a senior in college is what I think, so.
Okay, so are you going to college right now, or?
Nope, I stayed back here on the family farm to help out my dad, my uncle, my grandpa.
Oh, okay. So so you're getting into the farming business. What's that like, just being away from school and helping out the family on the farm?
It was kind of a tough decision for me. There's a lot of people wanting me just to get away and go get the college experience and just kind of like live on your own. But I thought my best like financial decision was probably just to stay around here and save money and start my own, buy land and buy more cattle without having to pay for tuition. So I thought it just helped me out in the long run to stay back here and help out the family.
And how long have you been showing cows?
I've started showing ever since I was able to. I think clear back, I started out in 4-H, and then once I got in high school, I was big in the FFA. My whole family has been FFA their whole lives, and my oldest brother, he is an FFA state officer, and then my twin brother, he just got done retiring from being the state president. So we've been really big in FFA and just trying to stay involved. So I've been showing ever since I was in junior high.
Hey, have you ever gone out of Iowa? Have you ever shown anything out of state? Or
I have not. The only shows I've shown in is just a county fair and state fair.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. So the winning cow, did you have a what tell me a little bit about that cow specifically and what the work was like going through to get them ready for the state fair?
It's really not that hard. You just got to work with them, lead them, wash them, tie them up on the fan, get them used to different noises. It's just pretty the same repetition all the time. Just any other animal, you just gotta just work with them and then they'll start learning, training. It's pretty much just like a dog. It's really not that hard. It just takes quite a bit of work and time, but eventually they start getting used to you, and honestly, they're pretty much just like your pet by the end of the day.
Well, what was your cow's name that was the winner?
I called him Big Red.
Big Red. So I assume he's a red cow.
Yep.
Okay. What kind of cow is it?
It's a Red Angus Simmental.
Okay. Awesome. So what's the future of Big Red?
The future of Big Red?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, his mom is a really good cow that we've had for several years. She's an older cow. She's probably been around for 8 or 7 years, and she's always produced good cows. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot of similar, all of our cattle are kind of like the same. So their futures are all the same. Most of them are pretty bright. So,
yeah. So when you think about it, I mean, what ultimately does this award mean to you?
I don't know, just that hard work pays off. And then, just knowing like all these cattle companies that feed out cattle that, people are still interested in it. They're not just all interested in just the clubby calves, that there's more than this. There's more than just growing hair on calves. So there's actually more of a meaning than where the meat's actually going and that you're feeding the world. There's more than, it's just more than just growing hair and just making them look pretty.
Yeah. And what does it mean also that your cousin Macy also, got a, reserve champion award, the two Bowers win in the same year?
I mean, it's just kind of been a family thing. My dad and my uncle, they had really good luck. They used to win all the time together, and my cousins, they've also shown too. And, that's why we've won there a lot, like quite a few years. And, we kind of get down on ourselves if there's a couple of years every now and then that we don't win, but it just all matters when you find out the results after they judge the meat and in a couple of weeks. So,
yeah. Well, congratulations, Carson, on getting the champion for Window A Performance Beef, and best of luck. Hopefully maybe more awards come your way here in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Carson Bauer from Audubon, who is a champion winner at the Iowa State Fair here on KSOM.